Summer is music festival season. It's been ages since I went to one of my favorites in Quebec City. But there was something in the news recently that made me scratch my head about a festival on Canada's west coast. Now, you know, festivals often have rules about what you can and can't bring in. No glass bottles, booze, drugs, sleeping bags, laser pointers, that kind of stuff. But this festival in Canada has decided to ban a certain type of headwear. Here's my colleague Andrea Crossan, who covers all things Canadian.
When I was a kid, I didn't tell people that part of my family was Native American or that my grandmother grew up on an Indian reservation. It just wasn't cool. And hey, I was already burdened with painful shyness and a mouthful of braces. I didn't need anything else to make me a target in middle school. But these days, it is cool to be Native American. In fact, all the kids are doing it. That's man of the hour, Pharrell Williams. Last month, the musician and style icon was on the cover of the UK edition of Elle magazine, wearing a native feather headdress. And he's not the only one. Headdresses are everywhere. They were the must-have accessory at the Coachella Festival this year, and they've been all over the catwalk, from Chanel to Victoria's Secret. But is it okay to wear a headdress if you aren't Native American?
We don't want to see war bonnet-style headdresses or things resembling them on site.
That's Paul Brooks. He's the communications manager for the Bass Coast Music Festival. The annual three-day event has banned patrons from wearing native headdresses. The festival is in Merritt, British Columbia, an area surrounded by Aboriginal communities.
There's many Indian bands in the area, and we want to be good neighbors and respect Canada's Aboriginal people.
Brooks says he's been seeing more and more people wearing headdresses, and online sites are popping up to cater to those who want to buy the feather headgear.
You'll find hundreds of vendors selling quote-unquote authentic headdresses for around $50 to $100. Often they're made of chicken feathers and other cheap materials.
And a real headdress is not made of chicken feathers.
Mostly these are eagle feathers, and eagle feathers are almost invariably treated as being very sacred objects.
Daniel Justice is a professor of First Nations Studies at the University of British Columbia. He's also a member of the Cherokee Nation. He says that headdresses are traditionally worn by a community member who's been honored as a leader.
It's a pretty big slap in the face, but it's also part of a much longer and much more egregious history of colonial appropriation of indigenous things that are significant, trivializing them, commodifying them, repurposing them for really banal and sometimes even offensive purposes.
There has been a backlash to the headdress as feathery fashion accessory. Pharrell Williams was criticized for choosing to wear one on that magazine cover. He issued a statement saying, quote, "I respect and honor every kind of race, background, and culture. I am genuinely sorry." So if you're going to a music festival this summer, feel free to wear your high-waisted cut-off shorts or your homemade neon bracelets or even your best Stevie Nicks flowy skirt. Just don't wear a headdress. For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan.